want to do one piece of Ramban in Vayechi and another piece from Shmos. Two different inyanim, but both very interesting. The Ramban typically likes to give introductions, certainly to Svarim of the Chumash, and sometimes even to a section of Chumash. In the beginning of Vayechi, Ramban gives us something of an overview of what the notion of Yaakov Avinu and his being brought to Eretz Yisrael to be buried, what it represents. And it really is connecting to things that Ramban mentioned earlier in the parasha of Miketz, and he reiterates that and takes it to another level. The Ramban writes, Kfar Iskarti, his introductory paragraph to Parshas Vayechi. Kfar Iskarti, Kivedes Yaakov Mitzrayim Shu Golesenu Hayom B'yad HaChai HaRaviyas Iromi. Ki B'nei Yaakov Heim Atzmam Sivu Ritam Sham B'mukhiras Yosef Achiem. Yaakov Yorad Sham B'nei Harav V'chashav V'not Zom V'no B'beis Ohev Lo. Ki Paro Oivis Yosef U'Kiben Lo. The Ramban begins to mention aspects of the story of the Shvatim and how Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim and how everyone found their way down to Mitzrayim, and he shows you that the parallel aspects of the Golus Edom. Aspects of Golus Edom. How so? So the way it happened was B'nai Yaakov, they were the cause of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim, and of course, subsequent to that, they all came down to Mitzrayim. So they brought it about. Yaakov was forced down because of famine, and he wanted to have some refuge in under the auspices of Yosef, who was under the auspices of Paro. Paro was very much almost like a child to Paro, as the pasuk says by Simeinu Le'av LeFaro, that he looked to Yosef as an advisor, as a mentor. And then V'hayu Svurim Lalos Misham Bechlos Harav Me'eretz Kenan Kemo She'am Lo'ogam Eretz Banu Ki'im Eretz Anshav Adecha, and so on. That they intended initially to go right back to Eretz Yisrael soon after the famine ended. But in fact, it didn't happen that way. B'nei lo olu, it wasn't as soon as they thought. Arach alav hagolus, it took time. And then Yaakov ended up dying in Mitzrayim after 17 years. V'olat Mosav. And then instead they brought him to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. V'ziknei paro v'sarav haluhu. V'asu imo evo kaved. And they made a major mourning eulogies, as described in the Chumash, as part of the state funeral, the royal funeral, that they brought Yaakov back to Eretz Yisrael. So all of this, as Ramban, foreshadows what we'll find in the Geula, and the Golus and the Geula of Edom. Now he connects it, as he says, "B'chein anachnu imromi the Edom achinu hesibonu biyasenu biyadam." Fellow Jews caused the beginning of that Golus. Kikarsu brisim haromiyim, there was a pact that was made with Rome, which gave Rome a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. We became, you might say, a vassal state of Rome during those years preceding the Churban, and that's what, of course, allowed the Churban to take place. Ba'gripas hamelcha acharon l'bayis sheni barach aleim v'ezra. Again, what's described in historical records, Agrippas, the last king from the line of Chashmonaim, he ran there for help. So that's already a connection to what we find, that the brothers themselves were the trigger for getting Yosef to Mitzrayim, and then as a result for all of them going down to Mitzrayim. Again, the notion of Golus Edom. Then he continues, why did Yaakov have to go to Mitzrayim? What brought him there? The fact that there was a famine. So too, as we know from the Gemaras in Hanizakin and Gittin, there was a famine, as we know that the Bar Yonim burnt the storehouses of wheat and so on, and therefore they couldn't survive. What else does he say? Va'agolus arach aleinu ma'od. We'll know that kitzo kishar goyos. It's schlepping out. You know, it's not happening so quickly that the gula is coming. Just as there, it took time. 17 years, Yaakov was in Mitzrayim. It wasn't that they went right away back. So it felt like a long stretch of time. So it is over here in our golus. V'nachnu bo kimesim. Omrim yavshu atzmasenu nigzarenu lanu. We are in a state of feeling that our bones are drying up. We have no hope. And what's going to happen in the end? V'yalu osanu. So here's something fascinating. Yaakov Avinu is brought to Eretz Yisrael for Kvura. His Levaya is actually a remez, a simin, for what's going to happen when we will be brought up, as the Pasuk is quoting here from Yeshaya, the Yalo son Mikol Am Mincha Lashem. In other words, it's at the end of Yeshaya. I think it might be the Torah Shabbos or Shchodesh, that we're going to be brought up, the nations are going to bring us up as a Mincha Lashem. In other words, they're going to give us tribute. And in our Geula, we're going to be perceived as having the elevated status as Klal Yisrael. That's going to be based on what we find with Yaakov Avinu being brought to Eretz Yisrael with a royal funeral, and everyone is there and acknowledging the great loss of Yaakov Avinu. That idea of Yaakov Avinu's Kvura is actually indicative and a harbinger of the Geula. Striking, right? This is Yaakov Avinu being, you know, being buried. But again, the point, of course, would be Yaakov Avinu Lomeis. The parasha is called Vayechi Yaakov. So Dafka, the thing that we would think would mean the ending of Yaakov, you know, closing the chapter in Yaakov, that is actually the remnant in the Geula. And he says, that's what the pshat is, that V'yalo sanu mincha Hashem. And he says further, V'yilehem evo kaved b'rosam kvodeinu. What the Ramban, I believe, is Merami's, is Sukim that tell us that there's going to be a big hesped in connection to the Geula. Sukim tell us in Zechariah it's going to be, that's where Gemara learns out in Sukkah, the makkah for having a mechitza and shul, that talks about that the hesped is going to take place and the men are going to be separate and the women separate, and if there's a time that you wouldn't expect to need a mechitza, be it hesped and kal v'chomer, that we should need it by Simchas Beis HaShaleva, and that's the makkah that the post can bring for mechitza and Beis HaKnesses. But meanwhile, the psukim tell us that there's going to be a great eulogy, whatever the Gemara has in Sukkah, different pshatim, what it's a hesped about, Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag, or the Yitzhahara. But meanwhile, the idea that the Ramban is alluding to is the hesped. The psukim tell us here that they mourned Yaakov, Evo Kaved, Goren Ha'ata. That's Kineged, the hesped that's connecting to our Geula. And then he continues with the following. V'anachnu nira, this is striking words that he concludes with, and I would like to suggest an interpretation. V'anachnu nira b'nikmas Hashem, yikimenu b'nechya l'fanav. What's the Ramban thinking when he wrote these words, when he penned these words? I mean, what kind of poetic license is he taking here? Why is he suddenly including this element of nekama? V'anachnu nira b'nikmas Hashem, we shall see Hashem's revenge. Yikimenu b'nechya l'fanav, that's based on a pasuk in Hosea, but Yom HaShlishi, it says there, Yikimenu b'nechya l'fanav. What is he trying to say? I mean, he made the point. It's a fascinating idea. Then he concludes with, and we shall see the Nikmas Hashem. I believe the Ramban had on his mind a Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara in Sota describes the Kippur of Yaakov Avinu Maris HaMachpelah. And you probably know the Gemara, where Esav, the Gemara tells us, stood there and wanted to prevent Yaakov from being buried in Maris HaMachpelah, because he claimed that he had a right. After all, he was from the descendants of Abraham, and he had a right to Maris HaMachpelah. So if Yaakov buried Leah, so now the one last spot should be for him. So they challenged him, and they said Yaakov had made a deal with Esav, and he had bought the right to Maris HaMachpelah, Shekharisi Li. So he demanded that they show him the document, the shtar, which they didn't have. It was back in Mitzrayim. So they had to send someone to Mitzrayim to get it. Who did they send? Naphtali. So Naphtali goes to Mitzrayim to bring it. While this is happening, says the Gemara, Hushim ben Dan couldn't hear, and he didn't understand what's holding everything up. So he asked them to explain what's going on, and they explained that they're waiting for Naphtali to come back. So Hushim was outraged. There's a famous Shmuz Machem Shmulevitz on this Gemara. Everyone else was sort of used to the situation. No one realized there was something outrageous about what was going on, that Yaakov Avinu was not being buried, and everyone was waiting and waiting and waiting. What is this? We can't. Everyone got used to it, so no one had any sensitivity to how incongruous this was and how inappropriate. And Hushim, who was not in the loop, but suddenly he, as soon as he heard about it, he says, what's going on here? His instinct was, as he states, he couldn't imagine. So what happens? Says the Gemara, so he took a stick and he hit Esav on the head. So the Gemara, and here's what I want to bring out for the Ramban. his eyes, Esav's eyes, popped out and fell on Yaakov's lap, on Yaakov's lap. Says the Gemara, however you explain these words, but I'm telling you the words of the Gemara. Taschinu Yaakov ve'enei ve'achich. Yaakov opened his eyes and smiled. V'hainu d'chsiv, and that's the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim, Nunches, Yismach tzadik ki chaza nakam. Pa'amav yirchatz b'dam harasha. The pasuk states in Tehillim, the tzaddik will rejoice when he sees nekama. So the Gemara is giving us the story of Yaakov's burial in connection to how at that very moment Esav died in this way, where his head was chopped off by Chushim. But continues, that's what the kiyum of the Nebuah of Rivka was, Lom Eshka Shnechem Gam Shnechem Yom Echad, even though it didn't die in one day, but since the Kvura of Yaakov was at the same time of Esav's death, so that's considered like they both were she was bereaved of both of them Yom Echad. But whatever this means, that when Esav died, it was viewed as an akama, and it was Yismach Tzadik Yichazanakam. The Yaakov Avinu probably means it's a remnant of Kal Yisrael vis-a-vis Edom. So the Gemara is stating in its own way that the very experience, the event of burying Yaakov included an element of Yismach Tzadik Yichazanakam in the way that's described here. What I believe the Ramban had on his mind was this Gemara. The Ramban is talking about how you could Kiburas Yaakov is a remez to the Gula Sida from Edom, and they're going to have an Evel Kaved as described in the Psukim in Vayichi, just as we have an Evel Kaved described in the Psukim in Nach. And then he says, after that, he adds these words, Vanach Nir B'nikmas Hashem. What Rabban had on his mind was the Gemara and Sota Yudgimel, that Yaakov opened his eyes and smiled, and that's the Pasuk Yismach Sadek Yichazan Nakam. The death of Esav at that moment was a kiyum of an inyan of nekama that Yaakov witnessed, which is a way of saying that that's remnant for us, that anachnu nireb nikmas Hashem. I think that's lefini zaiti what the Ramban was thinking when he wrote these words. It was on his mind, and he added that for that reason. That's one piece I want to do with you. Okay, we'll do another piece. Okay, if you wish, you can make another one.